But as far as BRC 40 goes, anybody ever flown on a Cod before? Mm. No, first time for everybody. All right, well, it's going to be an interesting experience. You guys will love it. It's a blast.
Interesting.
You will remember the ride out there. You will remember the ride. I promise you. You remember the trap. That's for sure. Forever. But we've taken anywhere from any kind of celebrities you can think of, astronauts, Tiger Woods, NASCAR drivers, you name it. We've taken them out to the ship and back. Over every year, we do over 1,000 carrier arrested landings and carry over 1 million pounds of cargo out to aircraft carriers worldwide. Actually, when this boat that we're going to today, the TR, deploys sometime next year, I will be on it for the 10 months it is out. So, as far as I know, I'm going with it. So, anyway, that's us. We're the largest fixed-wing aircraft that lands on board the ship. Over 80-foot wingspan. We don't have a lot of room for error left or right, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, we are it. There's only two carrier logistics squadrons. We're the East Coast. The West Coast is out in San Diego, BRC 30, which has a detachment as well out in Japan. As far as that goes, it is not a commercial airliner, folks. So let me explain to you a little bit of the differences here. Earplugs, you want double hearing protection, so that is a huge factor. It is loud in there. It is loud in that aircraft. There's not the insulation or those turboprops are whining. I promise you'll hear it. But the seats are facing backwards, and that's for a reason. The G-force is against you on the catapult, and the trap is better backwards for everybody on board. And you'll notice that you do have lights on the side and air conditioner vents. You will have that. The air conditioning in the aircraft itself likes to billow from the ground, so it looks like you're just in a fog maze. And it's fine. It's completely normal. It's just the air conditioning working on the aircraft. You look above your head, you'll see moving parts. You'll see hydraulic lines, fuel lines. You'll see a lot of things moving. Nothing over your head is sealed. So you're going to have to duck when you get on board. Also know that things above your head are moving. They're supposed to be moving. It's a 30-year-old aircraft. We've been doing this a long time, since 1960. This aircraft's been flying since the mid-80s. So they're a little bit older, very reliable piece of machinery. We use it every day, most of the time twice a day, heading out to the boat. So don't be alarmed with that. That being said, if you get uncomfortable at all or see anything you don't like over the top of your head or something that feels unusual to you, that's fine. Speak up. You'll have three air crewmen in the back, two air crewmen and a trainee back there today you can talk to. They'll come up and tell you, hey, it's fine. This is normal. Those are our eyes and ears in the back of the aircraft. Those guys, we trust our lives to you back there. They do a great job for us. So don't be alarmed with that whatsoever. Another thing is, so you're going to go out to the ship. Your transit time is roughly an hour today based on where the ship's located. It could be a little less. Now, when we get over the top of the ship, the deck may not be ready for us, okay? So you may be holding overhead in the overhead stack. You may just feel like you're going in circles, and you might be for a while. Very experienced crew on board today, but he'll be letting you know in flight, hey, we're holding overhead. This is our expected go time, and we're coming in to land. So all of a sudden, you'll come in. Eventually, you could hold. I've held overhead for 2 hours before. I mean, we just don't know. It depends on what's going on down there. They might have a problem with the deck. You might have a problem with the catapult system. They've got a ton of moving parts down there. So they're not going to tell us. We just know we got the gas on board to handle it. So we're waiting. You'll Charlie. We'll come down about 3 miles behind the ship at 600 feet, and we'll drive it in until we get a ball on the winds. Now, that last 15 seconds, it's going to be herky-jerky back there. We are trying to literally fly the most precise glide stuff you can fly. By the time we touch down, you're talking about feet. One ball to another ball is how much you're trying to put that airplane at 120 knots on a moving surface that's moving 35 knots.